And we are welcoming a number of people who did not serve on this committee last year. And so, again, welcome. And we will try to also answer your questions as we get started here. I recommend that we look at the agenda. I will read what I have here, and I know I already have a couple of items that I wish to add, but first let me read what I have so far, and then we can...
Excuse me, Lydia.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. We have to take roll. Sorry. Roll call.
Okay.
And also perhaps it would be useful. Paul, do you know which stations everyone is from?
Yes, I do.
Because perhaps it would be useful for this first meeting to have some identification. Or you want to do it later as people speak for the first time?
Well, I can do it right now. I'll just switch
okay,
back.
Okay, great.
Okay. Grace Aaron from KPFA.
Here.
Lydia Brazon from KPFK.
Here.
Jim Brown, WPFW.
Jim Brown.
Adrian
hey, what's
Jamas,
up?
WPFW. Not here. Joseph Kay from KPFT.
Star 6.
I'm here.
Okay. Roger Kilgour, WBAI.
Present.
Tracy Larkins from KPFK. Not here. Bob Letterer from WBAI.
Here.
Paul Martin from WBAI. Here. Darv Rondawa from KPFA.
Here.
Thomas Ruffin from...
Yes.
Thomas Ruffin's here?
Yeah.
Okay, Thomas Ruffin from WPFW is here. Wendy Schroll from KPFT. Not here. Deb Shafto, KPFT. Not here. Phoebe Ann Sorgan from KPFA.
Here.
And Dan Woods from KPFA. Somebody's playing a TV or something here. Stan Woods is not here, so I'm counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I count 9. That is a quorum.
Okay. Thank you. And our Paul has been gracious enough to serve as our secretary in the past, and our Paul, will you serve as secretary for this meeting?
Sure. I mean, it continues until replaced.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. So here is the proposed agenda, and we can all add to it. It's committee officer nominations for the election of the officers, identifying, creating, and populating the retiring working group, items not officially referred by the PMB chair, but that he has requested that we consider. This was at our last meeting a week ago. And one of them is a motion that I had originally intended to bring forward over a period of several meetings, which is protocol for resignations. Another one is on the affiliate director election process for 2008, LSB, and then the third one is LSB compliance with LSB roles and responsibilities. I would like to add to the agenda a determining who will act as the chair pro tem for this meeting and also setting our year's calendar. In the past, we've stuck with the third Thursday of every month. I don't know if this works for folks on this committee, but it's very useful because as a convener of a couple of the committees, very challenging as people start filling up the calendar and kind of staking their claim for a particular day out of the month, so day and week. So anyway, so those are the two items I'd like to see added to the agenda.
This is Stan Woods. I just came on from KPFA.
Oh, good. Thank you. Welcome, Stan.
I sent an email earlier. That
review-
like,
We're just reviewing the agenda, and hopefully you have it before you and see if there's anything that you wish to add.
No, I don't have it in front of me. I'm sorry. I never received it.
Oh, okay. Very quickly, it's the election of officers, or at least the nominations, identifying, creating, populating some of the working groups that we have or have had. And the chair, the PMB chair, has asked us to review protocol, a motion of about protocol for resignations. Actually, I volunteered that that come to this committee.
Protocol for resignations?
Yeah, it was like a cooling down period for those of us that might from time to time resign. How much time do we want to allow,
okay,
and do we want to go there? Anyway, affiliate director election process for 2008, LSB compliance with LSB rules and responsibilities. I recommended adding setting a calendar for the year. In the past, we went to every third Thursday of the month. And then, and also choosing a chair pro tem for this meeting.
Okay, and what is your name?
I'm Lydia Brezon.
Lydia Brezon, okay.
From KPFK.
Yeah, I met
you
some years ago. Thank you very much.
Okay.
So, I'd like to add two items to the agenda in new business or wherever we want to put them.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the governance committee should suggest to the PNB that the national office and the stations get in compliance with Title VII, including sexual harassment training of all paid staff, unpaid staff, and LSB members. The other thing that I'd like to place on the agenda is a recommendation that the PNB monitor compliance with community advisory boards at all the stations. Because I'm not sure that each station has a functioning community advisory board, and I know that the CPB guidelines for reporting and functioning of community advisory boards has changed in the last year.
Okay.
Lydia, this is Art.
Yeah.
I would like to add three items on the agenda. I don't know when we're going to get to them, but anyway, I just it's a laundry list, so I'm going to put them on there.
Okay.
One is confidentiality agreement that was referred to us by the Pacifica National Board. The second is code of conduct, code of conduct for Pacifica National Board as well as other governing bodies. The third is a code of ethics. And so these three things. And the fourth is we have to find out what is the mandate of each one of the committees. It seems like all these committees, different committees, they take on wide berth here, and they cover all areas for which they are not even mandated by the PNB and so on. And I think we ought to take a look at it and see so that everybody is doing what's mandated of them. And so they're not all over the place. So anyway, so these are four items.
Okay, anyone else?
I have a question. This is Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to consider all of this tonight? We won't have
no,
such a discussion
no,
on
no,
all
we,
of this.
No, we will definitely not have time to consider all this. Governance Committee, generally speaking, in the past, has not lasted longer than a couple of hours, sometimes less. They certainly don't last like the PNB committees or some of the other lengthier.
Oh, I must point out we've had at least a couple that were 4 hours long. But that's
exception. That's been a while, though.
Even with 2 hours, since we don't even have our leadership in place, we're going to talk up to 2 hours tonight.
Well, we'll hope not.
I mean, I got an idea for proposed amendments to the bylaws, and I had the wrong impression that this was like what might be the agenda for the year. And I had the wrong impression. I recognize that, so I'm not, I apologize. But why would we try to deal with all that in one night when all we're going to do is just talk back and forth?
I think that what we're going to do is, as I say, go through in an orderly fashion. The bulk of the time, certainly the first portion of the time, will deal with the nominations, which that shouldn't take very long at all. And but also setting up the working groups. We've had a number of working groups, including bylaws, in the past. So we, you know, I assume that that one will be resurrected. But there are some of the ones that we had last time that did not never met and things like that. So we need to reconsider. We've had code of conduct. Grace was on code of conduct, and you know, so we can just briefly discuss which working groups we want, what we want to focus on. But we also have to at least acknowledge that some things have been referred to this committee from the PMB. So if we get started right away, let's see how far we get. I would like to see us not meet longer than a couple of hours. So.
Could I read what I have for an suggested agenda? Okay. I've amended this slightly here. First would be the election of a chair pro tem.
Mm-hmm.
Next, setting the year's schedule, nominations and elections of officers, identifying, creating, populating, retiring working groups, items not officially referred but chair or director would like to have considered by governance, protocol for resignations, affiliate director election process for 2008, LSB compliance with LSB roles and responsibilities, confidentiality agreements, code of conduct, code of ethics, what's the mandate of each committee, and that's, I think that's it. Yeah, that's what I have.
Okay.
Set in the year's calendar, is that on the list?
And new business.
Yes, that's the second item. Okay, that's what I have as well. And, okay, so I would like to ask any volunteers, first of all. We can all, this is kind of informal, so to self-nominate if you would like, or someone else can nominate you, just to be the chair for this meeting.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I'd like to nominate you to conduct this meeting as a pro tem chair for this meeting, if you are acceptable to it.
I would do it if nobody else volunteers. I would like you or who else is good with Robert, Bob, or either of you interested?
Bob? Nobody. Lydia.
Okay. Okay. Well, then let's get started.
This is Bob. Can I ask a question about the order of the agenda?
Sure.
Because we're clearly not going to get to all these topics tonight, especially if we keep within what I agree is a very reasonable limit of about 2 hours. Can we just move up the confidentiality agreement higher, since that was specifically referred to us by the board?
Okay.
And make sure that, you know, make sure that, because I have a suggestion to do it the next meeting, but it requires council present, and so we need
okay.
to.
Okay, does anybody have any objection to moving it up? Okay.
No.
And can we do that after we identify the working groups?
Sure.
Okay. Okie dokie. So let's move along. How about your schedule? How does the third Thursday of every month work? And are Paul, or can someone, maybe somebody else should do this, maybe I should do it, is pull up the KPFT calendar and see if
I'm on it.
Oh, are you? Okay. Has anyone else booked the third Thursday of every month? And I guess it could be any other Thursday. The PMB tends to take Fridays. Pardon?
As far as I can see, there are no third Thursdays that are spoken for.
Oh, great. Okay, now, how is the third Thursday for everyone? Is that okay? For at least for everyone who's on the line?
Stan Woods here. Yeah, I believe it would be for me.
Okay.
Maybe it would be easier. Can I suggest, Lydia, you just ask if it's a problem for anyone?
Okay. I thought I did. Oh, okay. I didn't. I said okay. Okay. Does anyone have a problem with the third Thursday of every month? Okay. That sounds good. I know that Wendy likes it because she had emailed that as her preference. As some people had emailed before everyone was elected. Certainly not for this meeting, but I would like to see for a future meeting is to that we consider the election of members to committees and require that the LSBs or mandate that the LSBs elect their officers for the, in the first half of February, first 2 weeks of February, because otherwise it was very problematic. This was the latest that some of the LSBs met. Okay, but not for this meeting. Okay, so let's move along. So now how about the time? I would recommend 5:30 because those of us that work on the West Coast, I know Tracy works, so she can't get here. She'd probably be late even when we schedule it at 5:30. I know Sarv can't get here before 5:30 on most days.
And I
normally I can. I happen to have stayed at home with Hummer today. Yes.
You said 5:30. You're talking 5:30 Pacific time?
I'm sorry, for 5:30 Pacific, which would be 8:30 Eastern, which is
right.
We schedule on the calendar. It's always Eastern time. I apologize.
Sure.
But what my point was that I was making was that for those on the West Coast, for the time I scheduled it today was way too early.
Yeah, it was a little early.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
May I request that we pass the agenda, that we approve the agenda, that it's really on there, that we can get it
yes, to... Yes, you may.
Okay, I move that we approve the agenda as read.
Okay. Does anyone have any objection to the agenda as amended, which... included
I'm
moving
sorry,
the confidentiality.
But could you please read it again?
Sure. Or Paul, you want to read it so that,
yes,
or you want me to? It doesn't matter.
I've got it written in front of me here. So, the proposed agenda is election of a chair pro tem, setting the year's schedule, committee nominations, the elections of officers, identifying, creating, populating, retiring working groups, confidentiality agreements, items not officially referred but chair or director would like to have considered by governance, protocol resignations, affiliate director election process for 2008, LSB compliance with LSB roles and responsibilities, code of conduct, code of ethics, must find out what the mandate of each committee is, then new business.
So, R. Paul, were my suggestions supposed to be a new business?
Okay, which ones were those? Did I miss something?
It was making sure that the stations in the national office are in compliance with Title VII, including sexual harassment training of all staff, paid, unpaid, and all LSB members.
I have this. Okay, and who is that? I can't tell.
Grace Aaron.
Grace. Okay. With the echo, I can't tell who's talking at all here.
That's fine. I understand.
So we would put all of that in front of new business, I guess. Right?
That would be a new business, I imagine. And the other thing was having the PNB monitor the status of community advisory boards, whether they exist and they're functioning at all the stations.
Yes. Okay, so I have...
Paul, these are all new business.
Well, that's what we have to determine. We can put them we can set the agenda any way we please. So, Grace, you're asking if this goes into new business?
Well,
yes. Well, what I'm saying is new business because the items that were referred to the PMB should take priority, and also the items that were noticed. So,
okay, that's up to the
other than procedural. So, I recommend that it go under new business.
That's fine with me. I just wanted to make sure that if it doesn't get taken up at this meeting, that it does get on a future agenda. Those
yes,
two
absolutely.
Items.
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay, 1 second. Let me something in there so that I don't screw it up. Okay, there. All right. Why don't I just read the whole thing here again? It would be election chair pro tem, setting year's schedule, committee nominations, elections of officers, identifying, creating, populating, retiring working groups, confidentiality agreements, items not officially referred but chair or director would like to have considered by governance, protocol for resignations. And that's the only one in that category, right?
No, no, the other two,
okay,
affiliate director election.
Affiliate director, election process for 2008, LSB compliance with LSB roles and responsibilities. Then, the code of conduct, code of ethics, must find out the mandate of each committee, new business. Is everyone in compliance with Title VII? And recommends that PNB monitor compliance with community advisory boards at all stations. Okay?
Okay.
And code of conduct,
now,
code of ethics.
Yes, we have that, and that's part of our working group, so that will be covered early anyway. Okay, if we can move on. So there was no objection. Am I clear? Because I know some people have star six, have muted themselves. And so I just need to be clear that we're okay with setting our meetings for the third Thursday of every month at 8:30 Eastern.
No, this is
I don't have an objection.
Actually, that was approving the agenda, I think. We just approved the agenda. So now you're making a motion that we meet the third Thursday of every month.
Yes. No one had any objection
to the agenda as amended?
Yes, go ahead.
No, I have a problem with the agenda.
Okay.
Now, you were talking about the time of the meetings, right? Yeah,
right.
Well, the meeting time is all right with me if we're going to have one-hour meetings. If we're going to have two, three, four-hour meetings, we need to do something else. It's nice to accommodate everybody on the West Coast so that they can participate in the meeting after getting off from work. But I'm just saying it like this. I'm sick and tired of these exceedingly long meetings with these excessive, with these very long agendas. We can't do all of this work on the telephone. It doesn't make sense. So 1 hour meetings, I think we can work with that.
Okay, well, I wasn't discussing necessarily the length, although I know it's relevant.
No, to the degree that we would set the time on the third Thursday at 5:30, I want to be clear. No, I don't have a problem with that. West Pacific time, I have no problem with that, but I do have a problem with that if we're going to have 2 hour meetings, 3 hour meetings, 4 hour meetings, or longer. That's unworkable. We're on the telephone. And it's not like two or three people on the phone. We have meetings with 10 to 20 people on the phone. This is not workable.
Anybody
Thomas,
else?
Thomas, what kind of suggestion you make? Should we limit in time, let's say an hour and a half at the most?
Hello?
I have no objection to an hour and a half limit on the meeting.
I have a question. Do you want to have more frequent meetings in that case?
I think a meeting once a month is more than enough. I think we try to do too much. This is crazy. I mean, I see why Pacifica has so many problems. We're trying to do everything. We can't solve the problems of the world in committee meetings or in board meetings, particularly by telephone. We can't do everything. And then we don't require the management to manage. And sometimes we interfere with the management's effort to manage. And then sometimes they back away from management. We can't do everything. Let's take a few things, do them well, and solve problems. We're not solving anything with this. And I'm really tired of it. I'm not going to pretend all year that this is working.
Okay, so I recommend that we endeavor to end our meetings at 1:30. I don't think we can have a hard, fast rule, just realistically. However, I do think that the point is well taken in the sense that if we are serious about getting through an agenda, then we need to be serious about if we have a motion to send it out in a timely manner. That means you know, several days at least before our meeting so that we can consider the subject matter and know what we're going to say about it when we come to the meeting. And if we're totally unprepared and we find that there are members who always just come unprepared and raise issues, that we make it for the following meeting and not have it interrupt our notice agenda. Not that we can't take on new things that are unexpected, but we need to just be more disciplined about it. That would be my recommendation. But I don't think that we can marginalize people because they have a full-time job and work and can't get home or get to a phone before 5:30. So, anyway, so I recommend we still adopt 5:30 unless there are any other objections, and that we endeavor to keep our meetings to an hour and a half.
Well, I object because that's not firm enough, and this is the reason why I say it. I don't want to impose on the people on the West Coast. I want them to participate in the meetings, but I don't like being imposed on in D.C. because meetings for 2 hours that start at 8:30 Eastern time end at 10:30. I'd like to go to bed. I'd like to go out. I'd like to do something other than Pacifica all my life, and it doesn't take all of this. And if we set... And if we set in our agenda time limits that we had to comply with, we would do well. I actually have not experienced a lot of you being unprepared. Actually, I find that the people at the National Board are well prepared. And sometimes, you know, like newcomers like me have to become familiar with issues. But these issues are very controversial. There's a lot of debate with them. And we're talking about business issues. So I'd like to get everybody's thinking on it so we come up with good decisions. I just want us to come up with very good decisions, not politically advantageous decisions for a faction or a group or a person. You know, I would like for us to come up with good decisions. And one good decision I wish that the board would learn to adopt is that we cannot do 10 items in a telephone conference meeting. You can't do but five, and you probably couldn't do five well. And then we're all over the country. It's
okay,
not
Thomas,
workable.
Do you want to make a motion to limit the meetings to an hour and a half, and we'll take a roll call? Because I don't know if anyone else shares your opinion. I personally think we need to be flexible and not go, you know, keep it between an hour and a half and 2 hours.
Well, let's start at 3:30 then. Let's start at 3:30.
Well, I object to that. So are you proposing an hour and a half
exactly.
Starting at 5:30? Is that the motion?
That would be workable, yes.
Okay, so you're making a motion that we start at 5:30 and that we end at 7. Wait, 5:30, yeah, at 7 p.m.
I'm sorry, this is...
10 p.m., I'm sorry, 10 p.m. Eastern.
Hey, this is Stan. Who's? I'm sorry, I don't know, I can't identify everybody by voice. Who's making the motion?
Thomas Ruffin from WPSW. He's the director on the PMB.
Thomas Rohan?
Ruffin.
Ruffin, I'm sorry. Thank you. WPFW, right. Okay.
Is there a second to that motion?
I second it.
Well,
who's that?
Doesn't mean
that's Jim Brown.
Doesn't.
Oh, Jim, okay.
Is the chair pro tem taking a stack?
Yes. Okay. Is there anyone who wants to speak to this?
I do. Joseph K.
Okay, Joseph,
I
go
do.
Ahead.
I'm on
that?
The conference call.
Wait.
I bought eggs, by the way.
I'm sorry, who was the second person?
Phoebe,
okay. Yes, if everyone can be kind enough, I'm not familiar with everyone's voices, to identify themselves. That would be helpful.
Hey, this is Jim.
Okay, Jim. Let's see, Joseph, Phoebe, and Jim is the set.
And our contact?
Yes. Okay, Joseph?
Yes. I may also suggest, maybe as a friendly amendment, that we adopt the policy of relying upon our subcommittees to do most of the major work and then to use the time that we meet as a total group, bringing those subcommittees reports to the table so that we can keep these schedule that we plan to have limited to 1.5 hours and perhaps disseminate the subcommittee reports in advance so we can all be prepared for what is going to come on the table.
Okay, Phoebe?
Well, I'm concerned about meeting during times when people are working on the West Coast and not able to participate in the meeting. So I agree that it would be good to limit meetings to an hour and a half whenever possible or even shorter, but I think that we do need to start at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time, and if the feeling of the group is that the meetings are too long, maybe have more frequent meetings. But also it would be possible, for example, I believe 9 people are on the call right now, so if one person had to end early, then we would still have a quorum and be able to continue on.
I never come back to you, which comes in handy now.
Chair? Are we all here?
What's going on?
I would like to speak against the motion. This is Grace Aaron from KPFK. I understand that it is a hardship for people on the West Coast to stay, to meet so late in the evening. I've been on the committee for a couple of years, and some issues are important, and they take discussion, and we just can't limit ourselves to an hour and a half a month. It's not enough time to do what needs to be done in the governance committee, and it needs to be thrashed out in the governance committee before excessive amounts of time are wasted on the PNB discussing things that should have been resolved to a place where motions at the PNB level are presented by the governance committee so that they reach a consensus most easily. So in my experience on this committee, more time is needed than just an hour and a half.
Is the chair there, and is there a stack?
Hey, who's on stack? Who's next?
I think I am, but I don't hear the chair.
Okay.
Well,
sorry. No wonder no one heard me. It was Jim Brown and Art Paul is the order.
Okay. Am I next? This is Jim. Am I next?
Yes, you are. It's just that I had... I apologize. I muted and didn't unmute.
I didn't hear my name. Okay. I definitely support hour-and-a-half meeting for this reason. I believe that a lot of the issues that we need to discuss can be worked out, as someone mentioned earlier, in subcommittees and then brought to this meeting to be finalized. If we do that and limit our agenda to maybe 2 or 3 issues per meeting, we can get a lot more done, I believe. Rather than coming into a meeting with 10 items, nothing gets done, and then we take it over to the next meeting, and then the next meeting, and the next meeting. We look back at the end of the year, and we haven't accomplished the things that we intended to accomplish. Our goal, we ought to set some firm goals to find out, get our working groups going, and then move on from there.
Thank you. R. Paul?
Yeah, well, I really agree with the idea that it would be good if we could do this in an hour and a half. I really enjoy it. I'm in the East Coast also, and it does get late. However, in the 3 years, we've had this committee for 3 years, and it is a teleconference, and things actually move, in my experience, more slowly in a teleconference than in face-to-face meetings. And much as I'd like to have it be an hour and a half, I think that maybe it needs to be more flexible. And the fact is that we do have debates in the committee, and when issues come up, we have had our long debates on, and I keep the time for how long these things go on, and I can see that when something controversial does come up, there's a motion, there are amendments, certainly any idea brought up in a working group that doesn't get put into the final motion that comes to the committee somebody can bring that up again in the committee as an amendment. So things get rehashed completely in the committee, which is as it should be. That's what the committee's for. But I think that unfortunately we probably need to not limit us to an hour and a half. I think that would be too short a time. And I agree with it, and I wish it would happen, but I just don't see it happening in the committee.
May I call the question?
May I interrupt? May I interrupt a second? Just a second. I can. The audio is so bad, I can hardly hear. I can't understand what. I don't know what he just said. So let me hang up and call back or something.
Who is this? Is this Thomas?
This is Jim Brown.
Oh, Jim. Okay. Well, no, it's not you. That won't help you. We have an echo on this line. And it's really unfortunate. We've been having this whole year. I don't know why. We have looked into it, but we're going to request that they look into it again. And, yes. Okay. So if nobody else has any other
question in the committee.
Yeah, but if there are no other comments, then we would like to go to a roll call vote. And I believe Chair can vote in committee, right?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. So, Arpal, would you like to...
This is Bob Lever?
Yes.
I just wanted to quickly say that that any motion like this to limit the meetings to a certain time, that's always subject to, at each given meeting, by a vote of two-thirds, it could be extended. So I think that's a good standard to say that if something is really so dire and urgent that it really merits another 15 or 30 minutes of discussion, then if the person who thinks that can convince two-thirds of the committee, then it can go on. But anything less than that, it wouldn't. So I support the motion.
Okay. Arpal, there are no other comments. Arpal, would you call the roll, please?
Okay, so first we're going on the amendment. Okay? That's, let me write this down. All right, the amendment is that meetings start at 5:30 Eastern Time and end at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Okay.
That's Pacific time, isn't it?
No, yeah, it was 8:30 Eastern and 10 p.m. Eastern.
Right.
I'm sorry, I've confused you.
Would you say that again, Paul?
Yeah, okay. The motion is meetings start at 8:30 Eastern and end at 10 p.m. Eastern. Okay, and let's... Okay, roll. Grace Aaron.
No.
Lydia Brazon.
No.
Jim Brown.
Yes.
Adrienne Jamott. Joseph K.
Yes.
Roger Kilgour.
Yes.
Tracy Larkin. Bob Lederer.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin. No. Sadly. Sarv Randhawa.
Yes.
Thomas Ruffin.
Yes.
Wendy Schroll. Deb Shafto. Phoebe Ann Sorgan.
No.
Dan Woods?
No.
Okay. Total is 6-4. Five again.
Okay. So, if we can... Oh, was that just the amendment? No, that was the motion.
That was the amendment. The motion is now on the floor as amended. So the motion would read, let me get up to it, that the committee meet the third Thursday of every month. The meetings will start at 8:30 p.m. Eastern and end at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Okay.
Could I suggest the chair ask if there's any objection to that?
Yeah.
Yes. Is there any objection that the amendment has passed?
This is Bob.
Yes.
Yeah, I just checked the calendar, and actually what we weren't realizing is that April 19th, the third Thursday of April, is the night before the PNB meets, and many of us will be traveling to that meeting that night.
No, absolutely, of course.
So could I suggest perhaps the fourth Thursday, the 26th?
Yes. Any objections to that? That's another amendment, I guess.
Is that for... permanently?
That particular?
No, just for the one time.
For April.
How many people will be traveling? Point of information.
All the directors.
All the PMB directors. None of us will be able to make the meeting.
I have another question.
The delegates have it their way.
Yes.
I'm not available on the 26th.
Oh, okay. Open to suggestions.
I object to, I have an objection about that. I regularly... may I speak to that? Just share what it is.
Could I request that people say who they are first?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I'm Joseph Kay in KPFT. I have a group that meets every other Thursday. And if I have to keep switching the Thursdays, it will drive me and everybody in the group crazy. We are already crazy enough.
We don't want
one. So if we're going to have to move it from the Thursday because of travel, perhaps we can consider a different day, such as Wednesday.
How about one day before that?
Yes, one day before that would be fine with me. That would mean it would be a Wednesday.
So are you saying that, this is Vajra, would you say, so then normally it would be the third Thursday, but this one time it would be the Wednesday?
Yes.
Or Tuesday, perhaps. I know Grace and I can't make Wednesday.
Tuesday.
Would
not. Yeah, the farther away from that travel time, the better.
Tuesday the 17th?
Tuesday would not fit for me.
Oh, I can't make
Wednesday.
It on,
this is Jim Brown. I couldn't make it on a Tuesday.
I can't make it on Wednesday. I'm sorry.
Neither can I. Oh, yes, I can. Sorry.
No, I can't.
Okay. I'll tell you what. Since there are also several people missing from this call, our total committee is 15 and we have almost half, then I recommend that on issue, because I had previously queried about Thursdays and that seemed to be fine. So I would recommend that for the April meeting we do a separate query. So with the exception of the April 20th meeting, if we can 19th meeting, if we can go ahead and vote on otherwise the third Thursday.
Thanks.
And that we'll do it by email for the April date. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
No objection to that.
No.
Hold on. So the chair is proposing that we. So it would be the third Thursday of every month except April?
Yes.
Okay, so... hold on a second.
And the alternate date in April will be determined by email according to the greatest number of people who can attend.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm carrying this as an amendment. Inserting except April.
Except April, and the April meeting will be determined by email according to the majority who can attend.
Hello?
Yes?
Okay, so I have April, period. The April meeting will be determined by email according to the majority who can attend.
A specific date, I suppose, is we need to. Okay.
Okay, so I have that as an amendment.
Okay, so any objections to that? Okay, that passes. And so now where are we? We're with the original motion, the main
motion.
Motion
as amended.
As amended.
Which would be, the committee meet the third Thursday of every month, except April. The April meeting date will be determined by email according to the majority who can attend. And meetings will start at 8:30 Eastern Time and end at 10 p.m.
That's correct. Okay. Any objection to that?
No.
Okay. So it passes. Thank you very much. Okay. Now I would like to open nominations for chair of the governance committee.
This is Bob Lederer.
Mm-hmm.
I nominate Sarv Randhawa.
Okay. Bob nominates Sarv. Anyone else? Who? I'm sorry. Any other nominations for chair?
No.
Okay.
I move to nominate
vice chair. And by the way, I might add that last year it was really important to have a vice chair. Of course, at that time it was because we had an LSB member who was the chair, and Bob Lederer was the vice chair and was giving the report.
Actually, I was not the vice chair. No, it was Rosalinda Montes Palacios.
Oh, was she? Oh, okay. It's the odd time you were. And that's why you were giving some of the reports. Okay. Well, anyway.
Nominate Lydia.
As vice chair?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, who's nominating me? Who just nominated?
I don't know.
Phoebe
nominated.
Phoebe. Thank you, Phoebe. And I did get your call today, by the way. Just didn't get a chance to call back.
Okay, so Morgan nominates Bazan.
Yes.
But I'll be on this call.
And then I have to renominate you, Arpal, or you can just continue?
Oh, no, you have to. We do them all. Yeah.
I know. I was just kidding. Okay. Because you're like an institution now, right? At least since I have been on governance.
Mental institution.
No. Okay. I nominate Arpal for secretary, to be clear. Okay, no other nominations. So I think, do we have to do a ballot nomination when there's no one else running?
No.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, that's what I thought the bylaws. Okay, so I would move that we do an email ballot. And Arpal, can you send that out even though you're nominated?
Okay, now, in the past, what we've done is we've sent out by email a form that people fill out and mail in.
Exactly, but this is that for purposes of confidentiality, and I do know that the practice at other committees is that when there are other candidates for each office, obviously, and if if you want your ballot to be confidential, it's mailed in. If you don't care, it's emailed. And since there aren't any other candidates.
Point of information.
Yes.
Point of information, please. Joseph
Yes.
Kay. If since each of the candidates is running on a post, can we not simply by acclamation elect these members?
Well, apparently there is something in the bylaws that requires a ballot. And so I think even taking the liberty of email is what Arpal is questioning. I believe that we can, particularly in this case where there aren't any other candidates, that we can respond by email. Snail mail has been problematic recently with some of the committees, so I recommend that an email ballot be sent out, and given that the seats are uncontested, that we be allowed to reply by email. Just to remain in compliance with the bylaws.
Is that a bylaw? You're saying that's a bylaw that governs committees?
I don't have it in front of me, but as I recall, well, yes, the bylaws do, but there is a specification about ballots. Isn't that correct? Whoever has their bylaws available?
Yes.
Yes, that's correct. So that's the only reason we go through that process. So,
okay.
You know, I think if we can keep it simple, do it by email, at least we do have a ballot. We do engage in balloting.
Okay.
But since it's uncontested, is there any objection to that?
No.
Okay, so, Arpal, do you mind sending those out?
Is
there any objection to having
no.
R. Paul, even though he's secretary? Thank you.
Okay, so those just became too fast motions there, I guess. So you've moved that we do the elections by email.
Yes. And that you send it out.
But only those at this meeting would be allowed to vote, correct?
No, the entire committee votes.
Okay.
There aren't any contesting candidates. But the entire committee is sent to ballot. And they can elect not to vote because they weren't here, but we're not actually giving campaign speeches, I don't believe. Okay. So, Arpal, you have this as two motions rather than one?
I have it basically as do it by email, and Arpal will send it out.
Okay, let's just do that as one motion. And any objections?
No.
Hearing none, that's going to be our process. Okay. Okay, moving along. What we had last year, and the whole committee, those who were on the committee last year can help me here. But last year we had some of the committees that I listed in the email, which was we had a code of conduct of governing bodies, code of ethics. Oh, no, I'm reading what we wanted to add to the thing, but we did have. We did have a code of conduct. We had a policies and procedures working group that never met, and the bylaws working group. A couple of years met pretty regularly. Last year, I don't think it met very often. I'm not sure if it met regularly, as regularly. And code of conduct, Grace, how did that do last year?
Sorry, I had to take it off mute. We made some progress, but we haven't met in 2 or 3 months.
Okay. So the first thing we want to do is to set up our working group. I personally would recommend that we continue with the bylaws working group. We have to. There are just several issues, certainly things coming up from the elections committee having to do with bylaws changes.
Who's on
and,
that group?
Pardon?
I said who's on that working group?
Last year, I don't remember everybody, but right now we're forming a new membership because it has to come out of this body. And also, given that several people are missing tonight, that they will also be allowed to join. Okay, so does anybody have any objections to continuing with the bylaws working group, and then we can determine what its charge would be? They can determine what their charge would be. No objections? Okay. Code of conduct? Grace?
Does anyone want to be on that committee? I could convene it if people
I do want to mention that the committee on investigating racism, sexism, et cetera, is also working to develop, and I serve on that committee as well, is also working to develop a code of conduct specific to those topics. And so, you know, we will probably be communicating back and forth with you as well.
This is Stan Woods with KPFA.
Yes. Go ahead, Stan.
To answer a question, I mean, I've read some on the various email lists and so on about the code of conduct. Could somebody just give me a brief explanation of what code of conduct for whom? For local and national board members? Could people be a little more specific?
For the governing body. So it would be PNB and LSB.
Uh-huh. And code of conduct, meaning how people conduct themselves at meetings.
Yeah, Grace, you want to address it because you've been the chair of that committee, I think.
Yeah, there was some interest on the part of KPFT to
to broaden it to staff at the stations, but we decided to narrow it to elected members of the LSBs and PNB. It was to go over behavior that would what should be done if what can I say? A behavior that disrupts the normal functioning of the group is perpetrated by someone on an LSB or on the PNB, how it's dealt with, and what would be considered unacceptable behavior, and so on and so forth. So it's just to have a code of conduct. In other words, what if somebody threatens another person verbally or makes a denigrating remark about somebody or about some people, different things like that. How would that be handled? Would it result in suspension? Would it result in being removed from the board, et cetera, et cetera? So it would be that kind of code that we would work out.
Okay.
And I might also add that if there is a need to form an additional working group, we can certainly do so at that time. We don't have to set them all up right now. But last year, the working group on policies and procedures never met. So I don't know if we want to continue that or... Anyone? Any thoughts? Someone, who is that?
Bob.
I can't.
This is Bob Letterer.
Bob, go ahead.
Yeah, that in my recollection, didn't have a very clear charge, and so I don't think at this point we need something as vague as that. I think we should just open the floor now to hear what other proposed groups people want to form, and then look at the whole list before we ask for volunteers so that people can see what the choices are before they make a commitment.
You're here.
Okay, anyone else? Any other recommendations? Right now we have bylaws and code of ethics. And, of course, our body as a whole, when we meet, we deal with policies and procedures that the PNB refers to us in various motions. So,
excuse me just a second. Stan Woods again. The phone I'm on is about to die. The batteries are weak, so I'll call back on another phone.
Okay.
So just to let you know. Thank you.
Could I point out, last year we determined that the ad hoc policies and procedures would be an ad hoc working group.
Okay.
It would come into existence when it needed to.
Okay. And anyone else?
Is these the total numbers of committees so far?
Working group.
Are there any others?
No.
Well, okay. I
don't think so. Our Paul, do we have
the working groups I have are bylaws, code of conduct, and contract with policies and procedures as ad hoc.
Oh, see that.
Okay.
May I ask point of information?
I thought that coordinating did contract. We had contract.
Well,
also?
It seems like that's probably what's happening in reality. But we didn't get rid of ours. Ours is sort of sitting there. That's sort of how it got left. People who were on it, the people who were on it said that yes, the other, I think it's coordinating, is doing it, but we never formally got rid of it or anything.